Well, it's a lockdown full of a couple of legends and one on the phone line again. Pete Holland joins us in the studio. How are you feeling, Pete?
Mate, I'm feeling confident and pumped.
Well, and Tim should be very, very pumped after last week's ever. Tim, how are you doing down there, mate?
Mate, I'm feeling thirsty, actually.
Thirsty?
I'm thirsty for some good beer, mate.
Well, we'll get to the bottom of that in just a moment. Let's have a listen to what happened last week.
Last time on Lock It In.
And you've been bashing them a lot on your show.
It's nothing.
Listen
they
here,
deserved.
Parramatta supporters. Penrith don't normally like you guys, and it's true, and I really don't. But I think you're going to beat the Tommy Turbo terrific Eagles this weekend.
Mate, I'm going to go the Seagulls. I'm locking it off because I'm so sick and tired of Pete and his bloody dances and this win from last week. So I'm going to, mate, the Eagles are going to take the Eels just because you picked the Eels.
I'm going to pick the Bulldogs again for the fourth week in a row.
Serious?
They've got to beat the Warriors. They're going to defeat the Warriors and prove to the world that they can be something in this lifetime. That is pretty funny, that one. Now, normally we don't make a big issue of this, but seriously, Pete, you missed the mark by such a wide margin. I think, hang on a second, Manly have scored again.
Yeah, they probably have. Yeah. They probably have. I mean, you got Clint Gutherson wants to get paid $1 million a season. You're nowhere near worth that, champion.
Not at all.
The whole side together is not worth $1 million.
Yeah.
They are absolute garbage. They're basket cases. Put them back to reserve grade.
Tim, is there anything you'd like to say about drinks?
Yeah, sparkling ale, I think.
Actually, mate, if you look at it, it was you who was going to owe me a dozen.
It was double
or
nothing.
If you had lost. It was double or nothing, so you've got off lightly.
What, do you want to double or nothing and make it a case now, mate?
Well, if we're doubling nothing, we still make it nothing, don't we?
I think
I'll put a carton on it.
Well, there's a term I want to use right now.
Let's find out.
I think I want to say gamble responsibly because this is not responsible gambling.
Don't worry about
at all.
The drinking part of law.
All right, Tim, you get to go. You get to go first. Who are you locking in this week?
Well, maybe I should pull a Pete Holland and say the Titans against Storm.
Why would you do that, you crazy man?
Because I'm just being silly. I was trying to have a
jab. Oh, wow. I thought you were being serious, and I thought staying at home, working from home, had got to you.
Nah,
I was worried.
I'm going to say, I'm locking in the Bunnies against the Panthers.
I was hoping this would be the case, because Tim had a bit of taste for rabbit earlier on in the season.
Yeah, mate, everyone loves a bit of taste for the old rabbit. It's better than a panther.
So yeah, they're good in a pot with an orange sauce.
You're locking in South Sydney to defeat Penrith.
I am. And basically, I'll own up here. It's just because I'm far enough away from Pete and social distancing. It's keeping me safe.
Well, Pete, then it's back to you, my good friend. What are you locking in this weekend?
This is an insight into what's going to happen come final series. Mm. The Panthers with Ivan's little boy back. Game two for him. He'll be better for the run last week.
Yep.
The Panthers by 20.
You've locked in Penrith to defeat. We have a lock-off,
100%,
ladies and gentlemen.
100% lock-off and a carton on the line.
And there's a carton on this one as well. Are you up with it, Tim?
Mate, I always rise to the challenge, so here we go.
All right, good luck to you both. Now, I have gone on record as suggesting this weekend the Newcastle Knights have got the bye against the Bulldogs, but that won't stop me for the fifth week in a row. The Bulldogs are going to come good sometime before December, I'm hoping, and this has got to be the one. Because the Knights, you know, the Knights do stumble against the very poor sides. They have been known to do
that.
Look,
they've still got a Canberra Raider in their forward pack this week.
The Bulldogs?
Yeah.
They got two.
Yeah, I know.
So they're used to winning. They've got players that know what winning is like.
No, actually, the last time those two played for Canberra was on a losing side. So they know how to lose.
Splitting hairs here. All right, so I am locking in the Bulldogs. God help me, for the fifth week in a row, I will state, you gentlemen have got your job on the line. Do you not want to play professional football anymore? All they need is one win for the end of the year, and they could probably take the rest of the year off.
They've already done it. They've already taken the rest of the year off.
I will not be dampened on this. Gentlemen, that'll do us for Lock It In. Thank you very much.
No drama.
Thanks, boys.